Stand as still as possible and raise your arms above your head. This is to provide optimal time transport and is absolutely necessary. Prepare for nanobot transfusion. Now departing. Welcome to Ballston. The current date is August 23rd, 1919.
Now I know it's tempting to go run off and explore this new time period that you're standing in, but just wait a minute. I think you'll be glad you did.
My father married my mother and built her the house at 12th and Irving Street, completely furnished it, and bought her a horse and carriage. He was older than me.
That's Margaret S. Sly, an old Arlington resident who grew up during this period. We talked to her sometime later.
He built Ashton Heights. He was the original builder in Ashton Heights. This is back in the 20s and 30s. But my father had two or three trucks being in the building business. And when they brought the bodies into Fort Hunt, my father's
Yeah,
truck,
what body?
From the wounded, I mean, they were dead. They were
World War I.
Yeah, going to be buried.
Yeah, so this is just after the First World War.
The preferred terminology at this point would be the Great War, or the War to End All Wars, because there has not yet been a Second World War.
Whatever. Anyway, the whole world has been immersed in death and destruction for years, and they're just now starting to come out of it.
My father went down and met the boats and brought those bodies into Arlington Cemetery. He couldn't, that was his assignment for the war. He had those trucks available. And he and Mr. Ives would go down sometimes in the dead of night. I hadn't thought about that in years till this moment.
As you probably know, this road will eventually be named Wilson Boulevard, after President Woodrow Wilson.
And women of noble character.
You've heard of him, I assume?
And of elevated purpose, who believe that this combination of forces may in the future bring them out on a plane where they can accomplish those things which their hearts have so long desired.
It was shortly after World War I, and President Wilson used to ride up the Potomac and come in there. He was very interested in the building. He would talk to my father, and this day my father, he'd come in and have dinner and go back to see how everything was and set things up for the next morning. But
so,
he used to ride his horse in there.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Estimated time to arrival, 110 seconds.
As it turns out, old Woodrow spent a fair amount of time on this side of the river. I mean, he had just seen the country through World War I and helped establish the League of Nations over in Europe.
Estimated time to arrival, 94 seconds.
Yeah, so Woodrow is feeling pretty good, and as it turns out, he likes to play golf at the country club, just outside Arlington.
50 seconds.
So if you look down the road to your right, that would be to the west. You'll see where this road intersects Glebe Road at Ball's Crossroads. These two roads were the real hub of the town, and it's where people crossed paths and shopped, and the town started down the path to becoming something bigger.
30 seconds.
And now, if you'll look down the road to your left, you should see our special guest. If we calibrated the time beacon to the right arrival point.
Please remember, do not interfere with citizens in the past. The consequences of doing so would create multidimensional rifts.
Relax, computer. They're not going to hurt the president. You're not, right? No, please don't. Just leave him alone.
I remember that it used to be my chore during the summertime to drive a team of horses out to the job.
That's Carl Porter, another resident from these times. Why don't you take a walk down this street? Head east, away from Glebe Road, and you'll see some more of the farmland and some wood cabins off in the distance.
And it was a very hot day, and I remember the horses were pretty hot and blowing, so there being a bunch of apple trees near where they were, where they had built this reservoir, I pulled the horses up under the apple trees to let them blow in the shade for a few minutes. And as I did, a couple of green apples come shying over towards the horses, and I remember calling out, probably in some of the, using some of the language that I had learned from the workmen on the job, what I thought of anyone who would shy apples at horses. And when I looked up, it was President Woodrow Wilson, who was going from Green over to take off on the next leg of a golf game. And I don't recall what he said because I was so embarrassed when I realized who I was talking to. But I remember that he was, at least in gesture, was apologetic, not having realized that the horses were there. While I'm speaking of this, I also remember another time that my dad going up Lee Highway above Cherrydale, and we had a flat tire. And Dad had pulled over the side of the road and just started to work on the car when another car pulled up behind. Someone got out and walked over, and it was, again, it was President Wilson, who was probably on his way up to the golf club, and stopped and asked if they could be of any help in fixing the tire. This shows how times have changed.
Thanks for listening. It's time to change those times again and go back to the future. Remember to check the website or the app to travel to other time periods.
Please brace for dimensional transport in 3, 2, 1...